Hello.
Dr. Kissinger, sir. There you are.
Hello, Henry.
Mr. President.
Are you having a meeting tonight?
Well, one of my former State Department employees is now a professor in residence at Georgetown, and he brought some of his students by.
Oh, I see. Fine.
And that's set for going in a few more minutes.
Oh, that's fine. Fine, fine. Well, I want to tell you that two things. One, you must not be concerned, as I told you earlier, about, the babbling of these senators.
Oh, I'm not, Mr.
They always babble. But the second thing is that the guy that I think has talked to them along these lines is Laird. Laird is one who's always playing both sides, and you've got to keep Laird hard and tough and fast.
That's right. Well, Mr. President, I'm wondering, last week you suggested having perhaps a breakfast with Laird, and he couldn't do it because he was gone. He was in New York.
Yeah.
I think it might be good for his morale if he at least had a chance to see you at some point.
Fine. Well, we'll have it Thursday morning.
Okay.
Thursday morning, we can't do it tomorrow morning. That's too late notice for him. But Thursday morning, we'd have him in for breakfast.
Right, and I will do my best on his. I think you're right. If he...
He talks around to fellows like Baker and Gurney and the rest and says, well, we shouldn't have done the Laos thing. You know how Laird plays it both ways. I advised against it, but they insisted, even though, all that sort of thing. That's the whole gimmick here, friendly. Henry, what's really involved is that both the state and defense are trying to play the Laos thing as if they advised against it was a great mistake and this and that. If we hadn't done that, everything would be hunky-dory. Of course, they don't look forward to see what would have been if we hadn't done it, see?
Exactly. We'd then have the problem of, I think if we had on television every night North Vietnamese troops in Hue, that'd be even worse.
I know. The point is that it was a decision. We've made it. It's done now.
Right.
And now everybody's got to stick by it.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, it's turning out very well. But
I don't think we would have had the Chinese move.
That's right. But the point is that we have to realize that Laird in particular must stand up.
Right.
And be counted on this sort of thing. And he's got to tell the others. This is,
Right.
Because these fellows... Well, it's true, though. They must get, Baker's an honest man, and so is Gurney, and they're reporting their mail and their editors and the rest, although that's still a small section of what they hear from.
Yeah.
Because we polled the whole country. We know what it stands for.
Right. I think that's... I'm sure that is right, Mr. President, and I think that in the next few weeks we may get a turn in that situation.
But Laird is very key to this because he's got to stand up. And then we, of course, have got to recognize the realities of life and move with it very effectively and affirmatively on our own so that we don't let these other people take it away from us.
Right.
Okay.
Right, Mr. President. Thank you.